Okay, next question.
Next, how to establish healthy coordination between our family members? Most of the time, my husband and children, what is this?
They
quarrel with each other.
Yeah, they quarrel with each other.
For petty things.
They get angry. Sometimes she gets very angry. There's always fighting.
Sometimes you have a kirtan inside the house to scare away all the ghosts and the subtle entities which are creating disharmony in the house. Then also you say you study that qualities of a devotee, you have to be patient, have to be tolerant. Not that we should be always impatient and intolerant of things. Generally what we do is we don't try to push him, because if one person in the family is more Krishna conscious than the others, but if she or he pushes the others too much, pushing them that, you're not vegetarian or you're not chanting, or too much if they push, then the person may also develop some kind of rejection, that you don't love me anymore, you don't like anything I'm doing, only you're criticizing me. And this way they may decide to reject everything. I don't want anything to do with Krishna. Krishna has created a problem for my life. So they may have some negative reaction. So we don't want that to happen. So instead you try to encourage them to do something. But if they don't do, then you don't be very discouraging. You just rather give positive. You might just like trick them that, Prabhu, let's sit down and read Bhagavad Gita together. Or let's do a chant one round together. Something more like an affectionate way to do it, rather than nagging and pushing. And then they feel like, this Krishna is creating so much trouble for me. But rather make Krishna the source of more happiness for them, materially and spiritually. As far as fights between the father and the children, I'm not a grihastha, so I don't know all these details about grihastha life. Maybe talk to some senior grihastha who's more experienced, someone who's been able to manage their husband or wife very effectively in the grihastha, that we can set up some marriage counseling program in the future. They have that in Chopati. They have marriage placement, marriage counseling, job placement. They have so many things. Now we have a small congregation here. We're also building temples, so many things. But in the future, if the grihasthas more get initiated, more get responsible, we can set up some social support programs so that their spiritual life will also become easier to perform at the same time as their... because the material side gets more peaceful. Okay?
Well, Banu Mati Mataji says that in her altar last 30 years she has been worshipping Lakshmi and Vinayaka and Annapurna, Kasi, different kind of deities. So now she took initiation. She also has a very nice Krishna altar. She says, shall I remove them all, but I'm afraid they'll get angry on me if I remove those deities from the altar.
Okay. The point is Krishna should be in the Krishna Vishnu Tattva should be in the superior position.
At top. That is there.
In the top. And then the others can be lower down or on a separate side. And then you offer Krishna the puja first and offer them the prasadam.
What was the other thing you were saying, that you go out? She goes to her village for 10-15 days. At that time, the people who cook there, they are all non-vegetarians. But she said, I can't avoid. I mean, they will cook for her, but she said the same people who are eating non-veg, they will be cooking for her in her village. So what to do about it?
Like my mother, she wants to cook for me, but she's not a pure vegetarian. She's partially non-veg. But she more or less vegetarian, but still I don't allow her to cook for me because she's not a vegetarian. But so I have sent some devotee there. Either I cook for them where I have some devotees cook and I bring that prasadam and feed my mother, feed my brothers-in-laws and my nephews and everyone. So you can also cook for everyone else. And to say that I want you all to become vegetarians, so I want you to know how nice vegetarian food is. This is not only vegetarian, this is prasadam. So that's one way. Other way is you cook the grain, or you go there and put the rice on the fire. Because whoever puts the grain on the fire, they're the one that's doing the cooking. The others are just assisting. So the other things, maybe if they eat, cook vegetables, but then vegetables should be without onion and garlic.
That is the only thing that they themselves are non-vegetarians, those who are cooking.
Yeah, so only the vegetables, if they... The grain transfers more sin than the vegetables. So they cook the vegetable and she cooked the grain, or she put the grain on the fire. So that, because I want to offer to Krishna, allow me to put the things on the fire. Now I'm a devotee, so I should eat Krishna prasadam. Like this you presented, don't make them feel low or rejected or anything, but at the same time you'd be a little insistent that I want to offer my food to Krishna, I want you all to take prasadam, so let me put the rice on the pot, on the fire, let me do that. You can be in there cooking with them also. And then if you're overseeing them, then that's also offerable to Krishna. What spiritual question you have for me?
Nothing wrong. I'm happy with that.
How many rounds you're chanting?
Pardon?
How many
rounds? One round I chant. One round.
How many rounds you chant?
Aspiring.
Six
chanting.
Six.
His wife.
Six times we chant.
You can get a counting machine, and when you're on the site overseeing, you can just walk around. One of the, in Mangalore, there was one managing director, or you can say the director over operations. And he was all the time going and seeing the workers in this factory. But he's not doing anything, he's just walking around. Just cause if he's there, then they'll work better.
Yeah,
but he's not directly involving all the time. Not only if some problem, he says. So I told him that you can chant on your this accounting machine when you go around. So he was chanting, and then he said some of the people saw the machine in the hand. They said, "What you're doing?" He said, "I'm just counting what you're doing, all the things." And he said, "Wow, the boss has become very tough on us now." He's like speaking. So he came back and he said, "That day I chanted 15 rounds on my machine. One they showed me 1,500 and so on." So like that you can use that.
His wife has a question.
You have a question? So your name is?
Srinivas.
Srinivas, beautiful name. You're?
Since she was in 10th class, from childhood she's been chanting Sriman Narayan Mala. Last few years now she's chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So she says, "Shall I stop chanting Sriman Narayan? But when I feel I'm afraid to stop chanting. How can I stop when I've been chanting since childhood?" Now she's chanting both, but she's asking me, what should she do?
No, but in that, in the Puranas, Shiva is telling to Parvati, Sahasranam Atula Vis Eka Rama Nama Varadade. But if you chant one name of Ram, that's equal to the 1,000 names of Vishnu or Narayan. And then in the same section he says, if you chant the name of Krishna, that's equal to 3,000 names of Vishnu. So this Narayan name is like Sahasranam. So that if by chanting Hare Krishna, it's already included. There's no contradiction there, because Krishna is, and Narayan is only expansion of Krishna. When you say Krishna, then Narayan is included.
They just feel afraid that they're offending.
No,
there's
no
offense. This question. Sometimes somebody was asking me, when I just pray to Jagannath and Radha Krishna here, I'm more attracted to Radha Krishna. And sometimes during Darshanarthi, I don't even look at Jagannath. Am I offending Jagannath? But I can't help it. I'm more attracted to Radha Krishna. So.
We shouldn't think that there's a difference.
That's what I told them. That
between Narayana or Krishna. Okay, thank you all.